This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate Commerce and Energy Committee will come to order. I'd like to welcome everyone here in the room this morning and also anyone listening in on the Internet. First, a reminder to please turn off your cell phones or anything else that might make a distractive noise during someone's testimony. And have the secretary please call the roll.
Senator Curd, excused. Kennedy?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Nostrum?
Here.
Steinhauer?
Here.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum. We will remind everyone, if you're planning to testify this morning, to please do so by the door. And if you're a lobbyist, please make sure you're wearing a badge appropriate for the group you're lobbying for today. If you have any handouts, we would ask that you give them to the pages and have them distribute them. Okay, if we can have our two pages come forward, introduce yourself, where you're from, what your plans are for next year.
Hi, I'm Emma Copeland. I'm from Redfield, and next year I will be at NDSU for business management.
Good morning. I am Tiana Cheddar. I'm from Doland, and I'm a junior, but after high school, I plan to go to college for social work.
Okay, thank you. Okay, has someone read the minutes and willing to make a motion?
So moved.
Second. Okay, we have a motion from Senator Schoenbeck, seconded by Senator Kennedy, to approve the minutes. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Minutes are approved. Any introductions or personal privileges this morning? Okay. One last reminder, all testimony and questions should go through the chair. And with that, we will take up our one and only bill for the day, House Bill 1179, Authorize Series Limited Liability Companies.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Schoenbeck, I'm sure you're going to explain that to us.
In detail, thank you. Members of the committee, this is a Catholic LLC bill. This is a parent that wants to have a bunch of kids. And that's really all it is. It's an act that's been adapted in many states. There are other smarter people here that would explain it if you really want to know in great detail. But it fundamentally is a structure that an LLC can have children LLC underneath of it, where you might want to separate the assets that have some shared ownership, but you want to account for them separately in different entities. And that's all it does.
Okay, thank you. Is there additional proponent testimony? Welcome, sir. Turn on the mic and introduce yourself.
My name's Heath Overlow. I'm here on behalf of the State Bar Association.
All right, thank you. Heath Overlow, I'm here on behalf of the South Dakota State Bar Association. I'm an attorney in Sioux Falls. Also a member of the committee that helped draft this legislation. So I was told because you have the full, I'm on the only bill on the hearing, I got the full 2 hours, so that's what
if we'll... you caused me to lose my bill in local government, you might not like the outcome.
Fair enough, sir. So as Senator Schoenbeck indicated, this bill is designed to create a structure where we can have multiple LLCs within one LLC, and it's designed to create some administrative simplicity for people, also designed to kind of keep us up to speed with what other states are doing. So I was a member of the committee that helped draft this legislation. It's been through the state bar and approved there. It was modeled on some legislation that states, including Illinois and Missouri and Kansas, have adopted. There's really two ideas that go along with series LLCs, or two different structures. One requires very little notice to the public with respect to how these series are created. One requires notice to be filed with the Secretary of State. We followed the structure where notice is required. So the way this will work is if someone wants to create a series LLC, they'll file articles of organization with the Secretary of State. They'll include a notice in the articles that indicate that series may be established. Then each time a series is established, There's a separate filing that is made with the Secretary of State. We worked with the Secretary of State as part of this process to refine the language, develop the fees, and I'm sure they'll touch on those a little bit further. One of the things that where this bill will be helpful for South Dakotans is in a couple different areas. I'm sure we'll come up with more as we work in this area, but one situation would be where you have multiple real estate properties, and under the current structure now, if you wanted to segregate your liabilities for those properties, you'd create multiple LLCs, one for each property, and you might have a holding company then that owns all of those LLCs. What this structure would allow those people to do is create one LLC and create multiple series within that LLC, and then each individual property can be owned by a separate LLC, or excuse me, a separate series of that LLC. Should minimize a lot of the bookkeeping and administrative costs that can come with multiple LLC structures, and make that easier for people to manage. Another situation might be in the trucking industry, where you might have multiple fleets of vehicles that you want to create separate series for. And when an asset is in a particular series, the liabilities associated with that series are limited to that particular part of the LLC. So that's really the reason behind this structure. One other area where I think would be helpful is in the agricultural world, where I spend a lot of my professional time, and that's allowing farms to have one LLC. And then they might have a multiple series for the different lines of business that they have within their farming operation, whether it's the crops, whether it's the cattle, or whether it's the trucking that they use to get their grain out of the field. And an estate planning concept, too, I think, could be a very helpful structure. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. I know you guys know you all are busy and have many things to do, so I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Is there additional proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Salzer, members of the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee. My name is Emily Kerr, and today I'm representing the Secretary of State's office. I'm the director of the Division of Business Services, and we appreciate that the bar has given us the opportunity to provide feedback and help us provide input on the logistics and different considerations in shaping this legislation. The bar has been considering this for some time, and we worked closely with them on different considerations. We think this is good for South Dakota businesses to compete and for businesses that do business in South Dakota to give us flexibility and help us compete on a global scale. Again, I just want to echo what Mr. Oberlo said. We went through the side of transparency so that you will be able to see all series will be registered and you'll be able to tell what LLC is their parent company. But again, it lift some of the administrative burden and cost to provide that flexibility for businesses. So, and again, our office is in support of this bill, and I will be here for questions along with Krista Rounds from my division. We would appreciate your yes vote on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there additional proponent testimony? Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Commerce Committee, Justin Smith. I'm an attorney from Sioux Falls. I am the registered lobbyist for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. I have also been given a singular imprimatur from Mr. Owen to testify that the State Chamber of Commerce and Industry also supports this legislation. Any opportunity from the standpoint of economic development from the Sioux Falls Chamber to simplify the administrative structures and costs of creating businesses in the manner that would be provided for under this legislation is something that we welcome. This is an opportunity for businesses to diversify their holdings, whether it's real estate or other assets used in their operations, but also segregating some of the risk that's involved with those businesses without having to go through a more complex structure of setting up a number of different entities and then consolidating them all under ownership with a single holding company. So we view this as positive legislation, which makes business structures and establishment more efficient. I will stand by for questions. We'd ask for your favorable support. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there additional proponent testimony? Morning.
Good morning, Chairman Stalzer, members of the committee. My name is Anna Hayes, and I am the Public Policy Director and Lobbyist for Elevate Rapid City. We represent all 1,200 members of the former Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development Office and Foundation, Ascent Innovation, and the Ellsworth Development Authority. We rise in support of House Bill 1179 on behalf of our business owners. We applaud the extensive work done by the South Dakota Bar Association in cooperation with the Secretary of State's office to offer this well-vetted piece of legislation. The opportunity to file as a Series LLC is a new tool to help our businesses succeed. We promote the importance of transparency to the public and therefore believe this bill represents a balance of good research policy with an innovative idea that will make South Dakota a more attractive business community. Thank you for your time, and we urge you to vote in support of House Bill 1179.
Thank you. Is there additional proponent testimony? Proponent testimony. Seeing none, is there opponent testimony? Okay. Opponent. Seeing none, we'll dispense with rebuttal and move to committee questions. Does anyone have a tough question for Senator Schobeck? Senator Kennedy.
I will let my good friend off the hook, but I do have some questions for Mr. Overlo. And may I have the chair's discretion because I've got more.
You may have latitude.
Thank you. Mr. Overlo, just for those on the committee who don't understand what limited liability companies are, am I correct that a limited liability company is a business structure that allows people to shield assets that they hold outside the structure from possible claims that might be generated against the structure?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And as I understand South Dakota law, when you set up a limited liability company in South Dakota, you do not have to disclose who the owners or the members or necessarily who the managers of the limited liability company are. Is that correct?
That's correct, except for them with respect to managers. So managers are required to be disclosed.
Okay. So if you have a member-managed LLC, which is quite common in South Dakota, you do not need to disclose who the members of that LLC are.
That's correct. It'd be similar to a corporation in that regard.
Okay. And so when we talk about transparency here, and I've heard that word referenced by a couple of the proponents, all your bill does is to say LLC X is the parent of all of these, what I would call subsidiary LLCs,
kids.
But the public will never know who actually owns the LLC, the parent, or the children.
That's correct, and that's consistent with the current LLC's statutes in South Dakota.
You referenced in your proponent testimony that a couple of the uses for these series LLCs is for people who own multiple properties. And I assume you're talking about multiple rental properties, typically. Is that right?
Yes.
And so the parent company that might oversee, for lack of a better word, a bunch of rentals in a community such as mine could take each individual piece of property and put it into one of these series LLCs so that if there were ever a claim against something that happened in that particular piece of property, the claim would be limited to being asserted against that piece of property and whatever it's worth. And the rest of the other properties would be protected or outside the reach of any claim or creditor.
That's correct, yes.
Under current law, if I wanted to set up separate LLCs for all these separate pieces of property, I could do that, couldn't I?
Yes, you could.
And I would have to file each separate LLC with the Secretary of State. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
And I'd pay a fee of $150 to create each separate LLC.
Yes.
Under this law, if passed, I could set up a series and I'd pay a one-time fee of $200. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And then as I set up all these series underneath the parent, there would be no filing fee.
There would be a $50 fee for each series that you create.
Okay. So each kid would cost a third of what the current system would charge.
Correct.
I think that's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll stand by.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you. I don't want to encourage him, but that did inspire a question that I... could you share the business reason why you would want to use a parent with subsidy with kids versus setting up a collection of independent LLCs?
I think the primary reason would be ease of administration. You'll have less costs. It'll be easier from a tax filing standpoint. But it's really just simplicity of being able to operate under one LLC.
Senator Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would assume also a great opportunity here would be is if you have different investment groups or different investors in each piece of property, but you still, let's say, you don't relinquish control of that individual property, the umbrella then now has control of all the properties, but the investors are segregated into their series. Is that also a potential use here?
Yes, that would be an option, and actually that's... So these were originally developed in Delaware primarily in the mutual fund area where you would have different investors and different investment strategy within each series.
Any additional committee questions? Okay, seeing none, we will end the questions session and move to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Move to pass.
We have a do pass motion from Senator Schoenbeck, seconded by Senator Steinhauer to authorize series limited liability companies. Any discussion of the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kennedy.
I will oppose the motion and fairly simply stated. I can appreciate where the state bar is coming from. I can appreciate the work that's been done to craft this legislation. It's probably consistent with something that's happening around the country. Personally, I've got a problem with that because I think we are continuing to set up structures and mechanisms for people of means to shelter themselves from legitimate claims people may have against them for some of their activities. And when we talk about things like buildings that collapse, trucks that are involved in collisions with serious injuries, I'm not sure it's in the public's interest to allow some business owner to say, well, you know, all of my other assets are protected. Your claim is limited to the value of the building that fell down around you or the truck that ran over you. And so I've just got a problem with our continuing to create structures and devices that protect people of means from what can be valid claims by people who don't have those kind of means. And as a result, I'll oppose this bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Schoenbeck.
You know, yesterday I spoke on the Senate floor about a former senator friend of mine that was a curmudgeon, and the list is growing. this doesn't create any new opportunity to shelter anything. You can do it under existing law with separate LLCs for every property or investment. It's really about simplifying it, you know, kind of being progressive and open-minded about moving into the modern business development. And I've always been a kind of progressive guy. But I think more critically about it is it's to keep our state competitive with where the law is developing around the country. And so we would want to do this to create those options for businesses that want to do business in South Dakota.
Thank you. Additional? Senator Steinhauer.
Senator Schoenbeck actually beat me to it. And my understanding is that this is a possibility today, that you just set up multiple LLCs. And other than the fact that the fee for those offspring is now going to be $50 instead of $150, I don't see that we're really making it significantly easier. So fees are not intended to discourage economic activity. So I certainly hope that's not an argument against this bill.
Okay, any additional committee comments? Okay, will the secretary please call the roll?
Senators Curd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Six.
Okay, having reached a majority vote of the members-elect, House Bill 1179 is passed and will go to the floor. Is there any other committee action this morning or discussion? We will have four bills for Thursday, and one of them being the municipalities and REAs. So watch the schedule because we may move to a bigger room. We will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Monroe, second by Senator Steinhauer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Aye.